Hold on to your seats and noses, folks, because you're listening to the No Farting Around Show, where we're all about taking your marketing from the toilet to the bank. I'm your host, Ashley Mae Fernandez, and each episode I plunge into the depths of marketing to bring you fresh perspectives that are deadly but not silent. So if you're ready to stop farting around and make your profits rip, let's cut to the cheese and get on with the show. Hello, my loves. How are you? How are you doing today? This is so funny, but I was watching TikTok the other day, and it was a TikTok talking about how in the 90s, you were in the backseat while your mom listened to Delilah. Does anyone remember that? Where she goes, Delilah. And she had this just very sweet, like, how are you today? Are you feeling great today? Like that type of voice. And anyways, I've been thinking about it ever since because I basically grew up on Delilah and I just thought, hey, I'm going to show up and be like, hi, my loves. How are you today? But I hope you guys are really great. I'm coming at you. I'm recording this on a Friday and I don't usually work on Fridays. Fridays are usually my get stuff done / me days. And I have been out of town this week. So I only worked basically yesterday. And so I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to actually do some stuff today. I wanted to record a podcast. I've had so many ideas just whirling and swirling in front of me or inside of me. And I just want to come share. So I actually want to share about this conversation because this basically what I'm going to be getting into the topic of it is a couple of things. I am going to be talking a little bit about astrology today and how I use that with my clients, astrology and human design. I am by no means an astrologer. I do not identify with being an astrologer. I am just obsessed with astrology. I am obsessed with human design. I have gotten into the gene keys. To me, it is patterns, right? I also love language. And I had someone describe astrology as the language of the cosmos. And I absolutely love that. And since I love language, since I love patterns, I am literally here when I look at my own astrology, I am here to dissect patterns and bring them forth. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about astrology today, but I'm also going to talk about a conversation that I had with a fellow entrepreneurial friend of mine and this very slight tweak that we made when it came to her messaging to her ideal client. I actually wrote an email about it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to pull this up to be able to refresh my mind. But basically, she was talking to me and she was telling me that she was a little frustrated because the clients in her current container were always feeling or always falling back into panic mode, no matter how much she coached them on it. And she just kept saying that they'll be good for a week or two. And then all of a sudden it is just complete panic mode. And us being a human, right? That totally happens. And so she was saying that she would coach them and she'd coach them. And she just felt like she was coaching on the same things. And she thought they were having breakthroughs, but then again, they would come back and they were back in panic mode. And of course, me being someone with many tools, many thoughts, and knowing the strategy side, the NLP side, the hypnotherapy side, as well as the astrology side, I started to dig into some things. So first, I went on the messaging strategy side and decided to pull up her Facebook and read her last three posts. And her most previous posts stated something that really caught my eye, like absolutely immediately. And I want to say this because if you've been around, you've heard me say this all the time, is that your messaging is just a reflection of your mindset. And it sounds so stupid simple. People are like, yeah, I totally get it. But one day you'll hear me say it and it will just click. And then you're like, oh, because it's so stupid simple. What we think, our thoughts in our head, is what gets projected out through our mouths or through our hands typing, right? It is our words. Our thoughts are words expressed, right? Or Our words are thoughts expressed. So what we're thinking is a reflection, right? Our mindset is a reflection, is reflected into our messaging. So our messaging is a reflection of our mindset. And 97, some people say 95, some people say 97. Of our thoughts are subconscious. So we have these patterns playing behind the scenes that are being projected out in our messaging. And I also want to say this as well, because I may have said this on a podcast episode before, but a lot of people will come to me and they're like, oh, I just want the right words to say. And the thing about it, the actual words, the words themselves, the letters spelled out are only 7% of the equation. The other 93, right? The other 3, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, the other 93% are energy made up in the subconscious interpretation of that word, as well as the tone of that word, right? And I've used this example many times, but I'll use it again. It's just like the word yes. I can say yes. Yes. All three different tonalities, all three different energies, exact same word. Now, I can also say, I just thought about it. I don't remember what yes is in Chinese, but anyways, I would use that example, but I'm totally blanking on the word yes in Chinese. But if I started to say, let's say you did not speak English. Let's say you did not speak English. You spoke Spanish and you didn't know what the word yes meant in English. And I said that to you. You would still not understand that word, right? Like you would not understand what that word means, but you could still feel the energy of that word. If I came up to you and I was screaming the word yes, and you did not speak English, you could still hear my tonality. You could still hear the energy behind that word. You could still hear that. And I like to bring that in because a lot of the times, what is being reflected in our messaging is subconscious. And we are emitting an energetic frequency in our words that is being interpreted in our subconscious brain based off of all of our past experiences, all of our programming, all of those things, right? And so I love, love, love to look at messaging because a lot of the times we're speaking, but we're speaking our, what I want to say, our inconsistencies out, right? We're speaking our mindset, these programmed patterns out into the world, and we're not understanding the language that the subconscious brain speaks, which is 97% of our language. So I love to teach people how the subconscious brain processes language. So a lot of times when I go and I look at content, I realize that they are energetically and subconsciously emitting a frequency and a interpretation that they're not aware of, right? And so when their ideal client hears it, they are interpreting it in a certain way that is not actually landing. And this is why they say speak the language of your ideal client. But the thing is, you can't speak the language of your ideal clients if you don't understand how the subconscious brain processes language. Because you can say the same words, right? And I understand that marketing tactic. They're saying, oh, just speak the same words. What are the people saying to you in the exact way they're saying it? And regurgitate that back to them. While I believe that is very efficient, yes, like you're going to catch their attention, but you're not actually shifting patterns when you're doing that. You are just allowing them to sit in the discomfort that they're already in, and you're matching that discomfort. So change is not happening. It's just they feel a little bit better about being in the discomfort. And when you feel good about being in a certain place, whether it's negative or positive, if you are sitting in discomfort and that doesn't feel good to you, but someone comes along and they resonate that and they're like, oh, yeah, it's okay to feel discomfort. You're more likely to stay in that discomfort because now people are approving of it. Does that make sense? Sorry, I'm going on a tangent. So let me just get back to what I was saying. I like to read content. And so I went to her page and I started reading some of her last posts. And she stated something that I immediately was like, okay, I can totally see how this has caused an issue. So she was sharing a story about how for the first 5 years of her business, she operated from rock bottom mentality, as in she would only hire a coach when she was at rock bottom. She only invested in people when she had exhausted all of her energy, i.e., she had only invested in people when she felt like she was out of control. And then she even called out how she had felt defeated, panicked, and disempowered in these states. And she almost gave up, where she was like, oh, I just give up. Okay, now I can let someone come in and help me. Now that I have drove myself into the ground, now I'm willing to help me, get someone to help me. And then at the end, she threw in a one-liner that says, here's how you can work with me. So there she was telling this story about how she operated from rock bottom mentality, how she was like always had to be in control, how she felt defeated, panicked, and disempowered. And so if you are a client, if you are a potential client reading this, and you either resonate with it or you don't. And if you resonate with it, it is like she is telling you, yep, this is where I was. It's okay to be here. And it is. It's okay to struggle. I really want to say that. It is okay to talk about your past struggles. But she was taking them on this journey and literally saying things like defeated, panic, and disempowered. And then she was pitching her services. So then she comes in. So she has brought this ideal client in. She's created this post. She has literally called out emotions. And now that they're reading these emotions, their subconscious brain works in images. They hear the word defeated, panic, disempowered. Now all of a sudden they're thinking of experience where they felt defeated, panic, and disempowered. So they're in those states. And then she's saying, hey, here come now, work with me. So that means they're in this state of being defeated, panic, disempowered, maybe thinking, yep, I totally operate from rock bottom mentality as well. I totally see myself in this pose. And now she's saying, come work with me. So if they are in that state and then they buy from her, they are buying from a disempowered, panic, and defeated state. Does that make sense? I hope it does, right? So I want you to notice like the way that she did it. She was speaking right to the people who would resonate and find relevancy with operating from rock bottom, meaning they were probably most currently at rock bottom. So they read her first sentence, found it relevant, and then kept on reading. Then she essentially was telling them, hey, come work with me. So when these clients made the decision to invest in her, to invest in a coach, they were at rock bottom. And they were also feeling defeated, panicked, and disempowered, and they bought with that energy. And this is, I always say this, if you have to convince them to it, you'll have to convince them through it. If you are putting your people, again, unintentionally, because a lot of you don't realize you're doing this in your content, and I promise, a lot of you do not realize it. And sometimes I still do it, and I don't realize it, and I have to go back and read it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I totally see. But if you are putting them in this type of energy and they're buying from that energy, the energy in which they buy with is the energy they now have to overcome in your program. So she's literally telling them, hey, feel panicked. Then they buy their program and they continue to feel panic throughout their program because they literally bought on that note. And then she's complaining to me that her clients are always falling back in panic mode. So when they bought with that energy, then they show up to her coaching with that same energy. And because she sees that as an old pattern in herself, when it starts to come up, it starts to frustrate her because she's done all of this work to overcome that pattern. And now she's seeing all these other people in that pattern. And this happens a lot with my clients. They tell me all the time, I just want to shake my people. I just want to wake them up. So she is then getting frustrated because her clients are now triggering something in her because she's done a lot of work in it. So then I asked her, okay, like I asked her this. Does your ideal client, like the person you really want to work with, would you write down, you're writing on a piece of paper, their attributes, would you write down that they operate from rock bottom mentality? Or is that something you want to help them overcome? Is that something you even want part of the equation? And of course she said, hell no. I've done so much work on it that it literally infuriates me to see other people in it because I'm trying to help them and they're just not getting it. And then she was like, because I didn't get it for a long time, I had to get it myself, right? But anyways, that's a different story. But of course she said, hell no. And even went on to say that her ideal clients were the opposite. I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And so I was telling her too, this is also something I really want you to hear because I see this happen all the time. I asked her, like, what sparked this? What sparked this post? And she was telling me that she was trying to resonate with her clients because she just kept getting her clients coming to her in panic states. And so she just wanted to resonate with them. And I thought that was interesting because I pointed out to her, So you're creating content based off of speaking to your worst clients instead of calling in your best clients. And the amount of times that I see this happen, oh my gosh, it's insane. I can't tell you how many times I've seen someone go write an entire fired up post about one client that didn't pay on time. Why are we even addressing that? Why are we even talking about that? Why are you creating content around your worst clients instead of creating content around your best clients and attracting more of your best clients? Because if you're like, I want you guys to think about this really quick. If you are scrolling on social media and you see someone, I just saw this the other day, where someone was talking about how she used to share about her horrible client experiences all the time. And she just kept attracting more horrible clients because those clients resonated with that content. Right? Because everything is energy. Everything is energy. I'm going to get woo for a second. Everything is energy. So every circumstance you have creates an energy or creates an emotion. And so if you're bonding over the emotion of frustration, like I want you to think about that. Her content, this one specific girl that I just gave the example of, she was saying how she used to always talk about how, always share about her worst client experience. And she would share from the emotion of frustration, right? So then other people would read it and they would also revel in that frustration, right? Oh my God, this has totally happened to me. I hate it, blah, blah, blah. So then they bonded over an emotion of frustration, which means their relationship is now built on the foundation of frustration. So when those people come to work with her, they're now like finding connection through frustration. So then all these other circumstances are going to occur to continue that energy of frustration. That might have gone over some of y'all's heads, and I'm actually not really positive of what just came out of my mouth. I felt like that was like channeled in some way. That was really weird. But you have to build foundations on different energetic levels. And I'll even say this. I used to have a lot of friends that I built foundations on or built friendships on out of negativity, of us always complaining about things. When I first became a mom, I had one particular friend that was also a mom. And every time we got together, it was just always shitting on children. It was just always her just always shitting on her children and how they were annoying they were and like all these things. And like every time I left her, I just felt awful. And I remember, oh my gosh, God bless my oldest. She is a manifester and has absolutely no filter, which I just, I adore. But she overheard us having a conversation and she literally asked me, Mommy, why doesn't blank's mommy like her? And I said, what? And she said, I don't think her mommy likes her. Why doesn't she like her? And I said, what do you mean she doesn't like her? She's like, she just always is always so mean and just never is never happy with her. So why? And she was like, I think she's great. She's my friend. And I'm like, oh my God. And I realized that I was like, what if my daughter overheard those conversations and thought my mommy doesn't like me? Oh, that would break me. It would break me. But I realized that all of our conversations were built on negative experiences as a mother. And I was starting to see those things all the time. I was frustrated as a mother. I was overwhelmed as a mother. I was always snapping at my kids. And I was like, I don't want to be this person, nor do I want to be this mom. And so we ended up actually moving and we ended up moving away, but I haven't really spoken to that person in a while, but I had this moment of, if I am going to continue to be this person's friend, I have to change this narrative and I have to build a different foundation because we bonded over negativity, right? And this is also just prevalent within women. You see this all the time, that a lot of women come together to gossip negatively, right? Like it's always complaining, blah, blah, blah. And I just had this moment of, I don't want my life to be the experience of negativity. I need to build relationships and foundations. And man, let me tell you what, the friendships that I have now, we get together and everything is so uplifting. Everything is so encouraging. Not that we completely ignore negativity. I'm not saying that at all. It's just that when negative things are spoken, it is coming from a place of, I need help on how to navigate this situation and bring a solution to the situation and work through these negative emotions instead of just sitting and swimming in them, right? Whole different ballgame. But back to what we originally talked about, you build these foundations on the energy in which you buy, right? So she told me, hell no, my ideal clients don't operate from rock bottom mentality. Actually, it's the opposite. And I asked her to think of her best clients. And she's, my best clients are the complete opposite. They actually invest with the future-focused mindset. And when I pointed out the points I talked about, like previous, when I pointed out those points, it immediately clicked for her. Everything clicked. She's, oh my God, I have been talking to my worst client instead of talking to my best client. And we'll talk a minute about how that went completely against her Mercury sign in her astrology, but it was just this aha moment of, wow, my clients actually invest with a future-focused mindset. They don't invest when they're at the very rock bottom. Like, they're not going to go get their car fixed. They're not rolling into the gas station on 2 miles till empty. They see they're at a quarter of a tank and they're like, oh, I'm going to be on the road for the next hour and a half. I should probably go ahead and fill up now. She was saying they always invest with a future-focused mindset. They're never waiting to the rock bottom. They are actually very happy and content where they're at. And they're like, I know I'm right here. I'm grateful for where I am. And I also know that I want to get here. I know that I cannot do it on my own. I also know that now's a great time to invest while I'm ahead. And she was saying, like, those are her most amazing clients. And so I even asked her, I said, so the post that I just read, let's say your most amazing client referred someone who was just like them and they went to your Facebook page and they read that post. What do you think they would be feeling? What do you think they'd be thinking? And she immediately was like, they would be thinking, I am not the right fit for them, that they totally do not resonate with that. And I was like, bingo, right? I even asked her too, like, when you wrote that post, what was the energy that you were feeling? And she was like, I wrote it in a very disempowered state because I hadn't signed any clients in a month. And I started laughing. And I was like, why do you think you hadn't signed any clients in a month? She said, because I was speaking to all the wrong ones. And anyways, it was just funny. But it was funny how she was feeling disempowered and then called in disempowered clients, which in turn made her frustrated because where she's feeling frustrated and caused her to feel disempowered in her work. Do you see that vicious cycle? Let me say it again. It was funny how she was feeling disempowered, then called in disempowered clients, which in turn made her feel frustrated, causing her to feel disempowered in her work. Right? Now, this is why I will always say that you attract the people you speak to and that your mindset is, or your messaging is a reflection of your mindset. Messaging is energy. I know that sounds like a duh statement, but it's nuanced and there's so many examples of it. This is a great example of it, right? So after we talked about that strategically, then I went to her astrology. I love to look at astrology when it comes to messaging, particularly, and marketing. Astrology really truly can tell you everything, astrology and human design. And the one thing I really like to look at is your Mercury sign and what house your Mercury sign is in. Then I can go into the gene keys and see what gates are in that Mercury sign, all those things, right? But I just pulled up her Mercury sign for this particular example. And oh, I just looked at the clock and it's 11:11. Yay, angel number. And anyways, I pulled up her astrology and I looked at her Mercury sign, and her Mercury sign was in the sign of Libra. Now, this tells me really important things. Libra, Mercury, communicates in a very balanced way. I'm an actual Libra rising, and so I see a lot of that energy. I'm very familiar with the Libra energy. But when it comes to Mercury, Mercury is how you think and it's how you speak, it's how you communicate. And with it being in Libra, Libra is the scales, right? It's balance. They care a lot about harmony and they care a lot about balance. And they tend to show both sides of the coin. And they also love to offer new perspectives. So it's someone who looks at something from all angles and then evaluates the certain angle that they want to talk about. They're also very social in their communication, and they love to ask questions, and they tend to be the one who speaks in groups. I don't have this as a Mercury sign, but again, this is my rising sign. I tend to be that person who loves to play devil's advocate. I also tend to be that person who loves to, and when I say also play devil's advocate, just show them the other side of the coin. You can ask my husband this question, and he gets so incredibly frustrated with me. Anytime he says something, I'm like, is it that you're blank or is it that you're blank? Like, he can be like, oh, I'm so tired. And I'm like, is it that you're tired or is it that you just haven't found something to get you motivated? It's just twisting things and putting them in a different perspective that isn't so doom and gloom all the time and hating on yourself. This is also part of my human design and my gene key. My incarnation cross is the right angle cross of tension. And one of the particular gates in there when it comes to gene keys is the gate of provocation. And that's the shadow side is provocation, but the gift side is dynamism. So it is being very creative and change and seeing things, right? And I'm here to actually provoke that within people. And when I say provoke, it's not like a poking the bear or fighting. It is just like giving them, you know, creating a little bit of tension for them to think of things differently, right? Putting them in the hot seat, so to say, in a very kind and loving way. And with this particular Mercury sign, especially for her, I noticed that a lot of them tend to be witty, and she is. She's very witty, and she's also very direct and can bring a little bit of humor to the game. I want you to think of Judge Judy. Judge Judy is the perfect example of this. Judge Judy actually has a Libra stellium, which makes so much sense. She's a judge, which is absolutely hilarious to me. But she has a Libra Mercury, and she brings a funny and very direct aspect. Like, sometimes I watch her and I'm like, dang, she's ripping that person a new one, but she's not doing it in a mean way. She's doing it in a way of, dude, just wake the F up, right? That's how she's doing it. And it's funny because I know this, my friend that I was talking to, this the fellow entrepreneur, when we speak, when we have one-on-one conversations, she is very much like Judge Judy. Very much like Judge Judy. She is always giving it to me straight. She's also like a reflection back to me of giving me different signs. She's very witty. She's very funny. And I just absolutely love listening to her and love speaking to her. And of course, like when I told her, I was like, yeah, girl, you have a Libra Mercury. She was laughing. She was like, and I was telling her all about it. She's like, oh my gosh, that's so me. I was like, no wonder you and I get along so well with me being a Libra rising, because I just resonate so much with how she speaks, because it just feels like it's part of my personality, right? Like, it just matches my personality. And so anyway, I was telling her that. She was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is so me. And I said, but where's that in your content? That's really not in your content. And she was like, yes, you're exactly right. So basically, what do we do with all this information? What do we do with the strategy? What do we do with knowing that she is a Libra Mercury? I basically told her, go rewrite this piece, right? And I said, rewrite this piece, and I want to ask you this. What new perspective can you offer them that they haven't heard before and would resonate with the client you do want to attract? And when I asked that question, she immediately lit up. She was like, okay, give me like 10 minutes, and I will be back. So she went, she rewrote the piece of content. And she wrote it through the perspective of the actual opposite side. So she was showing that her clients had the mentality of, I'm preparing ahead of time instead of I'm up the creek without a paddle. And when she rewrote that post, she was basically saying, she didn't even talk about how that used to be her mentality. She talked about her current mentality of, I'm preparing ahead of time. And then she was talking about her clients also having the mentality of, I'm preparing ahead of time. And then what was happening because they had that mentality of, I'm preparing ahead of time, and also how much easier it made her job because they were prepared. Like, it was so good. It was so good. And then she added in some humor. She added in some like wit. It was so good. And then she reposted it. I said, go repost it. Go repost it now. So she reposted it. And then she ended up messaging me the next day. And she said, I've had 3 people in my DMs asking to work with me, because they were preparing for a launch in the next 3 months. Literally wrote the word preparing for a launch. And she was just like laughing so hard. She's like, my gosh, it's so clear. It's like, now that you pointed it out, I totally see it. And she goes, they also were talking about how they loved the comparison. She made like a really funny comparison in her post. And she was showing like both sides of the coin, which was so good. And anyway, she was saying that they also were like, yeah, I'm preparing for a launch in the next 3 months. And I just really like loved the way that you described that and the way you talked about it, all these things. And I share this because I want you to understand, like, this is the power of your unique. Oh my God, unique. I cannot speak today. Your unique communication energy, right? This is something that I work on a lot with my clients, is again, knowing that messaging is a reflection of your mindset and your personality. And you, like, your clients don't want to just work with you because of what you do. They want to work with you because of you. And actually, I think that 90, I would say even 90% of it is you. You don't want to, you could see someone, for example, you could see someone right now online who has the exact result that you want, and they have a foolproof strategy. But when you consume them online and you consume their content and you consume their energy, they just totally don't match you. And you don't resonate with it. So even though they have the perfect, quote unquote, perfect strategy, I don't think there's a such thing as a perfect strategy, but just for this example, they have the perfect strategy, they have the exact result you want, you're probably not going to work with them because you don't really resonate with them. You don't really relate to them. You don't really like them. And that's not to be like, oh, they're a horrible person, but it's just you don't jive with them. You don't vibe with them. And this is something that I really want to instill in my clients, because I truly believe that you can make the most money you can make in marketing, and marketing can be fun, by just being more you. Because we already know you're damn good at what you do. You're good at talking about it. You're damn good at what you do. Right? But we also need to showcase a little bit more of you and what makes you unique and what makes you. And I think this is the power of astrology. That's why I also love astrology for my clients, because it's your unique blueprint. It's your unique map. And it's how you uniquely operate in the world. And I can pull out, my gosh, it's so cool to see the nuances of people and their astrology and their human design, especially when it comes to messaging, because there are certain things encoded in your gene keys, in your human design, in your astrology, that are a energetic match for you to talk about. And when you actually start talking about those things, people are just immediately magnetized to you, because it's literally in your DNA to talk about those things. It's written in the stars, you would say, to talk about those things, and in the energy in which you talk about them. And that's what we use a lot within your Mercury sign, especially even what house your Mercury sign is in, all of those things. And so I love to look at those things and bring that kind of energy to it. So having that, having you be more you, but then also know how to speak the language of the subconscious brain of your ideal clients, it's just a win. It's like the golden goose, right? It's just amazing to have those two come together. And I think that is really truly what I am here to help people do. It is my mission to help people be more them, have more fun in their marketing, have more fun in their messaging. And even with this example of my friend that I just told you, when we were talking about it, she was like, gosh, that second post was so much more fun to write. It just flew out of me. It only took me like 3 to 5 minutes to do it, versus the other one took me a good 30 minutes because I was so frustrated and angry. And I just was writing it out. Then I went back and edited it, and I was writing it again and all these things. And she's like, I just couldn't get a hold of my words when I was writing it. And she's like, it just felt harder. I'm like, yeah, of course it did. Of course it did. But when you know the power of your unique essence, of your unique energy, and the strategy of speaking to the subconscious, the strategy of messaging, then you have the whole gambit, right? You have everything combined. And marketing gets to be fun. Messaging gets to be fun. Messaging and marketing feel like just showing up and sharing and people just buying. Like, what the, like, a lot of my clients don't even sell their offers anymore. A lot of them don't even sell. They just show up and share, and people are just like, how can I work with you? Oh my gosh, I don't know even what you do. They do know what they do, but they're just like, what are you offering right now? I need to work with you. And then when they do actually break down, because I teach that as well. I teach how to break down your process and who's actually a great fit for your offer, and actually putting that in your content. When they do write posts like that, it is insane how many people flock to it, because everything is crystal clear and everything is them. And there's no confusing their content with anyone else's content. they are getting recognized and understood for their unique processes and their unique thoughts and their unconventional thoughts. I want to say that as well. My people have a lot of unconventional thoughts. Like even my friend, think about this. How many coaches out there are do you see speaking from the point of preparing ahead of time? Really, truly, I want you to think about that for a second. And it's not like instructing you to think about ahead of time, right? It's not being like you should be thinking ahead of time, but really, truly, how many coaches out there do you see coming from an energetic space or an energetic frequency of your offer is already amazing, you're already doing really great. Here's how we can amplify that and prepare ahead of time. No, most coaches creating content from all of the pain points, all of the negative energy, like she wrote in the first one, of you've tried everything and it hasn't worked. And you've been doing this and you should be doing this. Here's why you aren't getting the results you're getting. Like all this, like they write from a place of fear and discontentment and disempowerment. And it just does not feel good, right? It doesn't feel good. Most coaches aren't writing from unique perspectives that they have and sharing their unique perspectives that they have. And because she's doing that now, like she did that, it was a breath of fresh air, basically, for a fart pun, a breath of fresh air for her. So anyways, that's it. I just really wanted to share that with you. And I hope this resonated. I hope this shifted some things for you. And, you know, ask yourself too, what is a new perspective that you can offer your people if they haven't heard, that they haven't heard before, and that would resonate with your best fit client? And then maybe even go read two or three of your past posts and see, are you speaking to your best fit client or are you speaking to your worst client? Because I guarantee it's, you might be speaking to your worst client. That happens a lot. I see it quite often. But yes. Anyways, I hope that was wonderful. I hope you all have the most amazing day. And I will catch you next time on the No Partner Round Show. Bye. Thanks for listening to the No Farting Around Show. It's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then come join me over on my socials. Links are below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't fart and dart. Please leave a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Cheers to breaking wind, I mean barriers, and I'll see you in the next episode.